Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, it's not guns, stupid. The bottom line is it's a deficit of God in our homes that's causing this difficulty and these problems in relationship to the mass shootings. And as the news just spoke of, let me touch on it as a little insert in this broadcast today. They're talking about coming up with universal background checks in the sale of weapons. Do you realize what that means? We already have background checks. And in 2017, I think it was, some 80,000 felons tried to get guns, buy guns, and were rejected. They should have been prosecuted, but out of that, I think it was only 44 that were prosecuted. So we've got laws on the books today that can handle the gun problem. They're not being enforced. But they're talking about universal background checks. That sounds wonderful on the surface, but do you realize that what that means? If you own a gun personally, let's say I own a weapon, a handgun, and I decide I want to give it to my wife. If I give it to my wife and something goes awry, they discover that it's in my name, but she has the gun, then I am automatically a felon because I did not have a background check done and do a formal transfer of the weapon to her. That means that you could become a felon overnight if you give a friend or relative or neighbor, wife or husband, your weapon and something happens, then there's the charge. You become a felon because you did not do the background check. That is absolutely egregious, and that will absolutely make felons out of citizens, upstanding, law-abiding citizens in America if they pass such an onerous bill in the Senate or the House. It is dangerous. Let me just say that as a footnote to this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. You can join this dialogue and discussion today by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. We just talked about the fact that what we're finding in America and literally around the globe, we're focused on America. According to the book of Judges, the second chapter, verses 10 through 14, a new generation came up that did not know God, the God of the Bible, and they started worshiping false gods, and all kinds of immoral, ungodly things started taking place. Worshiping false god, animal sacrifice, human sacrifice, prostitution was rampant, all kinds of sexual perversions were taking place. You can find that, by the way, in the third chapter of Judges, verses 5 and following. So where will all of this take us, ladies and gentlemen? What is the ultimate goal on the left in Washington? Keep in mind, none of this is by accident. All of what I'm talking about is orchestrated, planned, and is being carried out as the magician will show you a magical act where you don't understand what's happening because you're watching one hand while the other hand is behind the scenes, if you will, carrying out the real purpose and the real intent of that magical performance. That's what we see taking place in Washington today with the Socialist Democrats. This is exactly what is happening. It's all a demonic, devilish scheme on the left and the agenda of the left to carry out. We're witnessing the, if you please, the fast track of America to socialism, to socialism. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much. I like what the governor of Texas said. You don't need to outlaw the guns. You need more guns. When's the last time you heard of a ByStar Bank in Jacksonville being robbed? They aren't, because every ByStar has an armed policeman with a bulletproof vest. If Walmart doesn't want to get shot up, put 4 to 6 heavily armed ex-military with automatic weapons, let them patrol, you won't have a problem. But with God kicked out of this society, you're going to have to replace with armed guards. Now, you can
absolutely
bring God
this
back.
You're exactly right. This is the reason I've advocated that our schools cease to be gun-free zones. This is the reason I've advocated that churches cease to be gun-free zones, because it is just announcing to the perverts and to the ones that want to harm and hurt and destroy people. It just is an open invitation for them. There's no retaliation. Picture in Walmart's, picture in the situation in Dayton, Ohio. Had someone in those crowds, someone in those groups, had they been armed, that could simply turn around and at that particular point nullify the one that was the aggressor killing others. Yes, that's what Abbott was saying, but the whole focus that he was making, it is a deficit of the moral, ethical, God space in the heart that allows this to take place and be rampant. You're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call and for your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. We'll absolutely get your telephone call directly through to our studios and right to the microphones. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate goal. Where is this taking us? What is the goal of the Socialist Democratic Party? What is their goal? And that goal is socialism, in America. Socialism, there's no religious liberties. In socialism, there's no freedom of speech. In socialism, the church and the ministries in the United States of America, the ministries we know it today in our nation, will be a thing of the past, a thing of the past. Listen to this. Here's an article that should cause us to sit up, smell the coffee. Democrats preparing ultimatum for the people of faith. The Alliance Defending Freedom, a powerhouse of civil and religious rights advocacy, have joined other groups in denouncing the Equality Act proposed in the Democratic Majority House as a threat to faith. Essentially, the Equality Act, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, was House Bill 5 when it was passed by 240 votes in the House. It's now in the Senate. It's Senate Bill 788 with 46 senators already signed on board. And this article says, essentially, the Equality Act gives people of faith an ultimatum. Change your faith-based practices or face government punishment. WorldNet Daily reported it would amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity in employment, housing, public accommodations, public education, federal funding, credits, and jury selection. And it would specifically prevent Christians, listen, would prevent Christians from relying on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to uphold their religious rights. It goes further to say Washington Watchdog Judicial Watch has warned it would effectively eliminate single-sex public multi-stall bathrooms, domestic violence or rape crisis shelters, drug rehabilitation centers, jails, juvenile detention facilities, homeless shelters, locker rooms, etc. In other words, what that act does, it will remove anything that will be privacy in a bathroom, locker room, shower room, in any public facilities, schools, offices, educational institutions, public bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera. And this article goes on to say, he warned, make no mistake, the so-called Equality Act is nothing but a thinly veiled attempt to finish off religious liberty in America once and for all, which ought to be plainly obvious based upon a cursory reading of the First Amendment. In fact, it was Representative Jerry Nadler, Democrat of New York, said during a congressional discussion that religious rights protected by the First Amendment never should be used as a defense in a conflict against the LGBTQ rights. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what is taking place today is the development of a stratagem, and it's been taking place now for years and years and years, and the net's just now being drawn. So therefore, it's just now coming to the view of the general public. But it is following the Saul Alinsky's approach to bringing about political control of society. Saul Alinsky, under his Rules for Radicals, made it very, very clear on how to create a social state, a socialistic state. And there are about 8 levels to do so under the Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Now, when Hillary Clinton was doing her college thesis, she wrote about Saul Alinsky and she praised him. So that should give you a little idea of Hillary Clinton's basic allegiances, but that's another story for another hour. But let me just review these 8 steps in the Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky that the Socialist Democrats are following step by step by step that playbook. Listen to it. Number one, health care. Control health care and you control the people. And I don't know if you know it or not. Perhaps you've been silent, not listening, or silent, perhaps you've been in a closet. But all of the 20 Socialist Democrat candidates for the presidency of the United States of America that's running for the 2020 election, they all are saying, and we'll talk about that further in this broadcast also, free health care for everybody, including the illegals in America. So number one, under Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and the formation of a social state, health care, control the people by health care. Number two, poverty. Increase the poverty level as much as possible. And poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them. Listen carefully. If you're providing the health care, if you're providing the income, if you're providing the food on the table, if you're providing the home in which they're living in, a poor person that's receiving all governmental benefits will not fight back. They'll simply continue to vote for and place in office the one that is going to give them the most free stuff. Number three, debt. Increase the debt on the nation to an unsustainable level. That way you're able to increase taxes. This will provide much more poverty. You increase the debt level, you increase the taxes to offset that debt level, and you increase more people that are on the poverty rolls rather than out there working and making a livelihood to take care of their families. Number four, gun control. Now, that's the health care and gun control we see more than we see the poverty and the debt aspect, but both all four of those things are working together. Gun control. Remove the ability of an individual to defend himself from the government. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that was the purpose of our founding fathers putting in our founding documents and the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. We have the First Amendment, the freedom of religion, freedom of religious speech, the freedom of speech. And we have the Second Amendment to guarantee that we have that freedom without it being foreclosed. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in. Any law, any rule, any regulation that is done against guns is a modification of that Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment is the only amendment that says that it shall not be infringed upon. What does it mean to infringe upon? It means to set forth rules, regulations, and promulgate those rules and regulations that says, okay, you can still have your gun, but you've got to follow these rules, regulations, and guidelines. It is unconstitutional, ladies and gentlemen. It is unbiblical. Secondly, and may I remind us, it is one of the eight stages. It is number four in the eight stages of setting up a socialistic society. If you don't believe that is so, look at Venezuela. Venezuela, they took the guns, they put them in the incubator called public education, which was the brainwashing mechanism. We've had that public education now for many, many years in America. No longer are we teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. It is an incubator for absolutely bringing about socialism and destroying capitalism in America. Here's an article that says, professor calls to get rid of grades because they are capitalism in action. New School professor Richard Wolff is known for his outspoken views against capitalism. He recently asserted that capitalism is being propped up by the mediocrity and that therefore all levels of education should be done away with any grading scales. New York professor is calling for the abolition of grades. He claims that they are only unfair to students, but that they are a means of propping up the capitalistic system, and as such, academia would be better off doing away with all grading systems. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching socialism at work. He goes further to say, grading takes up so much time that could be better spent on teaching or otherwise directly interacting with our students. The New School professor, Richard Wolff, wrote on Monday on an op-ed entitled Grades Versus Capitalism in Action. Let's get them out of our schools. He claims that practice of administering grades to the students has little educational payoff and disrespects the students as being thinking people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the socialistic agenda. And it's being carried out, promulgated for years in our system of governance today through the educational system. We're talking about Saul Alinsky's 8-point plan for making a socialistic governance in America or in any system. Health care, poverty, debt, gun control, and number five is welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, clothing, shelter, income. Education is number six. Take control of what people read, what they listen to, and what they're being taught in the schools, what the children learn. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. What our kids are learning in the public educational system today is not worth 10 cents. Not worth 10 cents. It is a socialistic system of brainwashing. Our kids in the public educational system today are taught all kinds of sexual perversions. They're being taught all manner of sexual perversions. And the perverts are writing the literature out of Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ community, writing it for our students. Our students are not being taught world history. They're not being taught American history. They're being taught by the socialist agenda professors and teachers from grade school through the university system in America today. We are brainwashing them into being little puppets for the governmental system. We're not training independent individual thinkers. We're not training students to think for themselves. We're simply pouring out little robots, putting in brains that have been taught and trained, in some cases, biblical truth at home, and then rolling them out of the educational graduation doors as students with mush for brains, as Rush Limbaugh calls it. And they've been brainwashed to believe that the socialistic system is what we need. And number seven in the Saul Alinsky approach is religion. Remove any belief that God should be in any form of government. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing that for many, many, many decades now in America. We've banned God from the classroom. We've banned the Bible from the classroom. We've banned prayer. We've been banning crosses in public arenas. We've been trying to remove any vestige or any visible evidence of God or in any recognition of Jesus Christ in all of society today. In fact, I find it absolutely distressing when in the little town up in South Carolina recently, where there was a monument in front of a police headquarters, and it was just a recognition of fallen policemen, and it had the name Lord, L-O-R-D, in it three times. And as a result of that, the city officials chiseled out the word Lord and covered it over with putty to remove any vestige of the Lord. Lord, coming from the Greek text, means owner, creator, controller. Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord, owner, creator, and controller. And there is a move today in America, and if anybody tells you different, then you need to talk with them about lying. Ladies and gentlemen, because we're watching today the attempt to eradicate anything that's called God and Jesus Christ from the face of the public arena in the United States of America. And that is one of the key elements from Saul Alinsky's guidebook for radicals, Rules for Radicals, that Hillary Clinton cut her teeth on and loved Saul Alinsky, and those writings of Saul Alinsky absolutely, I believe today, influenced every political move that she makes in our nation. And it's not only Hillary Clinton, but Barack Hussein Obama cut his teeth on Rules for Radicals. Barack Hussein Obama was a socialist through and through, and I believe was a closet jihadist, Islamic. On one occasion, he slipped and talked about his religion was Islam, and then he had to correct it. He was being interviewed by Stephanopoulos on one of the fake news media channels back in Obama's days in office. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the eight things, the rules for radicals, that will bring about a socialistic America today. Socialism, religion. Here's an article by James Dobson. Most of you recognize the name. James Dobson says, U.S. is in serious jeopardy from one disturbing threat. Quote, their goal is to recast America as a Marxist, atheistic, all-powerful form of government, he said in his commentary that was written in August newsletter. I write you today to express my profound concerns for a nation and for every cherished people of faith, love of country. We have known it is in serious jeopardy. Those who are determined to fundamentally change America have forged a virulent and growing political movement that recognizes no allegiance to the United States Constitution and to God. They think they have a better idea. People like that despise the Declaration of Independence, which proclaims that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Dobson goes on, indeed, the concept that our freedoms were a gift from the Creator is an anathema to the revolutionaries. I am especially concerned about a generation of children who are being manipulated and warped day by day. These valuable boys and girls have no defense against the activists and some liberal teachers who are propagandizing them. They see our kids as a way to guarantee their vision of socialism in America today. And the article goes on. It's about five-page, wonderful read by Dr. James Dobson about the major problem we're finding today is that of pushing America toward the goals of socialism. And ladies and gentlemen, the 8 points of Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky is being carried out. And we'll talk about the eighth one in just a moment. I believe we have a caller on the phone. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I just thought I'd ask you if you saw some of the video out of that group of Democrats, Socialists of America, all those young folks, and all of the ridiculous things that were going on back into, you know, how one was so upset at the chatter in the room and how distracting it was, and others were concerned about the group being referred to as "you guys." You know, and he got all upset about the, you know, a gender, you know, I actually find gender terminology. He was all upset with that. And instead of clapping, they began to do their little hand waves in the air. And
he said clapping was too noisy and it bothered him. He said, so if you're in agreement, everybody just put your hands up. If you really like what's being said, put both hands up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Youngblood, one of our sons that's joined us on the broadcast today. Greg, I watched that video. It was the Socialist of America that were having their meeting. They had about 200 there. And Greg, what I found so interesting, and socialism talking about freedom and how things are free, but yet socialist, they had four microphones set up in the room, and they had an armed security guard at each of the microphones. They called it armed marshal. And they said the marshals are there to make sure that you do not get out of line with your question or what you're saying. That's real freedom as I see it.
Well, it's amazing to us. They have nothing that tethers them. No, you know, there's no a foundation that they can refer to and say, based on X, this is right and this is wrong. It literally becomes free for all. And, you know, they like to add on that Democrat, you know, term to their Socialist of America group. The notion of democracy early on in America was abhorrent because they understood what it was. I think Franklin said democracy is two wolves and one sheep voting on what's for dinner. If you happen to be the one sheep, you're dinner. You know, there is no such thing under you know, their rationale. There is no such thing as individual rights. You know, that doesn't exist. You know, that's why it seems like even though many on the left do not identify as socialist, their ideology is exactly that. They believe that the majority can vote and all of a sudden seize your right to wealth, seize your right to property, seize your right to, you know, speech, seize. And it's absurd.
Well, Greg, I think only one out of the 20 socialist Democrats running for office is Bernie Sanders. At least he's honest enough to say that he's a socialist and he has a socialist agenda that he's pushing. But all the others, including AOC, and she's not running for president, but AOC and the others talking about the New Green Deal. The New Green Deal is not about preserving the planet at all. It's about socialism and controlling all of humanity. Greg, hang on. We've got another caller on the line we can entertain and communicate together. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. It's interesting that the rules for radical, well, as you say, is more than seven. I thought he stopped at seven. But we should bear in mind that it is Lewinsky's rules for radical, which is a socialist manual, was dedicated to Satan. And another point that I wanted to make is that every country that go like Venezuela now and the countries before in South America and all around where communism, socialism has moved in and destroyed them, that the part of the agenda, a basic part of the agenda, was taking away the guns, disarming the people, disarming. That has been going on all around into the countries that has been messed up with socialism, communism. And now you say they do it was the same thing in Venezuela. It's sort of common sense. If a people are about to lose their freedom, which is what we see happening to America. We realize that we are on the verge of losing our freedom.
Absolutely.
No, naturally, a part of it would be to disarm the people. Because if
absolutely.
You're going to, yes, you have to disarm them.
You're exactly right, and that's where we're headed in America, and you are well-spoken on that, and you come out of a background where you understand that is what's taking place. Multitudes in America today do not know world history or American history, and therefore they buy it hook, line, and sinker because they want something free. But thank you so much for your insight, for your call. Always appreciate your call, and it's always an encouragement to hear from you, and you join in the discussion. Greg, one other thing with the rules for radicals, out of the eight of them that Saul Alinsky put in his book, Rules for Radicals, was number eight, and that is the thing that I want us to talk about for a moment. Number eight was class warfare. Divide the people into wealth, the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more dissension. This will cause more division. This will cause there to be easier taxation of the wealth. And as a result of that, will cause the divisiveness that will cause the absolute pulling of the net around the whole system. Does any of this sound like what's happening in America today?
We're watching it. And there's an extremely high level of ignorance within this population of socialists. Not only watching socialist countries implode, like Venezuela's imploding, but the realization that they want these open borders, but they want all this stuff that they call free. First off, it's not free. Second off, with open borders, they need to realize if they have if they're attacking the wealthy. Even your welfare recipients in America, are considered wealthy by more than half of the world's standards. Do you understand? I mean, a huge portion of the world lives on a couple dollars a day, all right? So an individual that's on welfare and they've got an air-conditioned apartment, they have running water, they have food in the refrigerator, that's wealthy as most of the world sees it. So literally, if we kind of continue, you attack the top 1%, and as they disappear, that 1% number encroaches on not just your billionaires, not just your millionaires, but all of a sudden, just your property owners, just your common man.
In fact, you touched on that, Greg, just a moment. You touched on it. We're talking about with the socialist and the agenda with the 20 that's running for president today, and we got about a minute and a half left but in the broadcast. But it's free education. It's free medical care. It's free income. It's guaranteed minimum wage. It's abortion on demand for all. No borders for America. Illegals can vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're watching that on every hand. And, Greg, the reason I emphasize this so much on this broadcast is the question that begs to be asked and answered. How should a Christian respond? What should a Christian do? What should we think about this that is taking place? And I find it very, very, very clear that the Apostle Paul, talking about in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And he's talking about the demonic, devilish influence that's in society. And then he talks about having done all to stand. And I want to encourage Christians to take a stand. And that word, having done all, stand means literally, we as Christians need to dig in our heels and say no to what is taking place. Greg, we've got about 30 seconds left. I want you to take us out on this broadcast today. Tell our listeners what we need to do, why it's so important to know this subject and to realize what's happening and not let the magician with the sleight of hand deceive us.
We're in a battle. There's a whole battle going on. Christians, you need to realize that. Christians, you need to realize also you're not a second-class citizen. You have the same rights to freedom of speech, freedom of religion as the rest of the world.
You have been listening
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air next time as we face the issues.
Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.